All right, I'd like to reintroduce Paul Hwang to you, who comes from Korea. He is the chief editor of the Center for Asian Theology Solidarity. And he would like to share with us a text that he is offering each one of us and of the international visitors. And there is one text per conference, per congregation in Thailand. So one text for each congregation in Thailand and one text for everyone else. I hope that's not discrimination, but there you go. The secretariat will distribute these texts. So you go to the secretariat and you will receive your book. Okay? So I would call Paul to the podium. Sure, wherever you would like to go.
Is it working? Okay. Okay. Thank you, Sister Edna. First of all, yes, I'm Paul from South Korea. First of all, I thank you very much giving me this special opportunity to introduce the book form and plus what I am doing or we are doing. I belong to a lay-centered Uri Theology Institute called WTI. And WTI and international lay movement called Ikmika Pax Romana. WTI, Ikmika work together jointly conduct a conference last May with title The Living Eucharist in Asia. Many of you well know this the theme, which is the exact same theme of the 9th FABC Plenary Assembly, which took place in Manila last August. So before the FABC Plenary begin, we held the lay movement held the conference in May and produced this book form documents in which we deal with gender justice and the Dalits and the ecological problems and many of things. Why? Because there is no other way this top-down Catholic current structure. We want to make lady voice to be heard to the bishops so that bishops start their discussions and the sharings from the realities where the people suffering from poverty and all kinds of ethnic and religious violence, conflicts, hunger, is many of things, not from above, abstract, all theological things. So this is exact concrete purpose of the document we have produced. So we successfully distributed the key person who participated in the 9th FABC documents. But I heard the 9th FABC plenary is kind of disappointing. That's what I heard. It's comparing to the 8th assembly, FABC assembly. But it was not the first time. WTI, Ikmika also conduct before the 8th FABC conference began. Though we did twice already. That's what I'm doing, and that's what I'm doing, this is all about. But as a general coordinator, it was pity that I chose the speakers. This represents maybe 13 or 14 different subjects from 15, more than 15 speakers, but there is only one woman speakers. Is a religious, women religious from Taiwan, which is, I'm a little bit pity, because you are not well known to me. You are not informed to me. So it's very difficult. So it's a regret that I have to had to choose men for the conference. So this coming, we, WTI and Ecumenical Lay Movement, is going to conduct this similar kind of conference on regular basis. So this coming next year, early next year, we're going to hold the conference dealing with ecological crisis, which is very crucial and very urgent in Asia. So I would like to ask you, I know among you are distinguished theologians, I'm sure. Please come forward me and come up to me. Let me know who you are. And I would like to invite you as a speaker dealing with your perspective, women's perspective, which the church really, really need. Do you agree with me? Okay, just let me know, and we come up with that more fruitful, more promising result. That's here. That's why I'm hearing for. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul, for engaging us in further stimulating impetus to move beyond. Thank you very much. I'd just like to repeat that the 12 people that need to go straight away for lunch, free afternoon, dinner is at 6:30. There will be prayer at 7:30, led by the Amor Secretariat at 7:30 in the chapel. I hope you all have an engaging and moving beyond experience this afternoon. Thank you very much.